The following program is sponsored by Michael W. Smith.
The views expressed on the following program are those of the host and not necessarily those of staff, management, or ownership.
Phoenix, Arizona. Brother Mike is back on the radio. Welcome to HardcoreChristianity.com. Thanks for tuning into the program today. Today's Bible study, Christ the Center. Today on Hardcore. This you're not going to believe. Call somebody right now and tell them the radio program's on. You wouldn't believe what the great apostasy's up to now. This is Brother Mike. I'm the professional counselor at the Arizona Deliverance Center. We're downtown, 15th Avenue, just south of Osborne Road. It's a red brick building. I've been on the radio now for 20 years in Maricopa County, and I've been a professional counselor for 40 years, if you can imagine that. On the website, you'll notice we have two live services every week, Thursdays and Friday nights at 7 p.m. Arizona and Pacific time. When you go to the website, you can sign up for one of our free seminars. You can come to my special deliverance and healing training seminar the fourth Saturday of every month at noon at the Deliverance Center. Sister Karen's still on the homepage of the website. She'd be happy to list your house for sale. She loves working with born-again Christians. They're going to come up with a new virus and a new vaccine here pretty soon. You're going to need a religious exemption. If you want one, send me an email, mike@hardcorechristianity.com, and I will send you out the religious exemption instamatically. If you know somebody who needs to be delivered but they can't come to the Deliverance Center, no problemo. Send me an email, mike@hardcorechristianity.com. I'll send you the Miracle Lifts, which is a step-by-step guide to freedom that works 100% of the time. Don't forget about our Zoom deliverance services every Wednesday night at 6 o'clock, Arizona and Pacific time. Send me an email. I'll send you the code. 6 p.m. Wednesdays. Powerful Zoom service. You can contact me through email or on Facebook, Michael W. Smith. Please remember, hit the PayPal button when you come to the website and send us another donation as you have for the last 20 years. The great apostasy is just around the corner. I've taught on it dozens and dozens of times over the last two decades, but never before has it been more apparent that this thing is actually happening in front of our eyes than it is today. This is a very exciting and dangerous period to be living in. Very dangerous if you are a carnal, lukewarm, gutless, loser Christian. You're going to find yourself on the outs, and on the outs bad. If you are a dedicated Christian, ready to go, and you've learned spiritual warfare, it is a very exciting time to be alive. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, Paul spilled it out. Quote, "Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, and by our gathering to him, that you not be soon shaken in mind, or troubled, neither by spirit or word or letter as from us. For the day of Christ is at hand. Let no man deceive you by any means. For that day won't come except there come a falling away first." The Greek word is apostasia, the great apostasy. There will become a falling away first, so that the man of sin may be revealed, the son of perdition. The Greek word is apolia. The son of destruction is coming. Here you see the great apostasy. This is all going to occur during the tribulation. We're not in the tribulation now, but this is the beginning of the great apostasy. It's already warming up. We're ramping up to it. And I prove that every day on my radio programs, 7 days a week. It's ramping up, and here's another one. A survey by the American Bible Association came out, 4 days ago. And it says, according to their survey, 40% of the Christians, this was a Christian survey, 40% of the Christians in this survey believe that Jesus Christ sinned like everybody else when he taught and healed in Israel. You heard what I said. Four out of 10 Christians think that Jesus was a sinner. According to the survey, this is the 2022 survey, over one-third of boomers, Generation X, millennials, and Generation Z believe that Jesus was a sinner like everybody else. Here's another survey. This came out about a week ago. The Religious Views and Practices Survey of Probe Ministries, P-R-O-B-E, Probe Ministries, they found that 60% of professing Christians between the ages of 18 to 39 believe that Muhammad, Buddha, and other religious figures are all valid paths to salvation and going to heaven. Okay, 3,100 Americans ages 18 to 55 were asked basic questions about their faith. And what they found was shocking, that the Christians that hold a biblical worldview had declined dramatically. The attributes of God, the faith in that and understanding of that, declined precipitously. The accuracy of the Bible, and here's the key to it all. This is what the devil's up to. It's always been what he's been up to. The accuracy of the Holy Bible among Christians has declined dramatically. In addition, how you get saved and the sinless nature of Christ went down dramatically. You imagine that? The percentage of born-again Christians with a biblical worldview has dropped by 50% in the last 10 years. Okay, that's from 2012 to 2022. Can you imagine that? This is unbelievable. Dropped by 50%. They included in their survey, they asked questions, do you believe Christ is the only Savior of the world? Shocking. 50% no. These are born-again Christians. Why did Jesus die on the cross? The people said he threatened Rome's authority. He threatened the stature of Jewish leaders. He didn't die on the cross. He failed in his mission to convert Jewish people into believers. I don't know. And some of them got it right to redeem us by taking our sins and punishment upon himself. Can you believe that? In this survey, one-third of born-again Christians are not sure about the second coming of Christ. They're not sure they believe it. The second coming of Christ. Over one-third of the born-again Christians surveyed did not believe Jesus lived a sinless life. Can you imagine that? Those are born-again Christians. Listen to this. 4 out of 5 other Protestants, not born-agains, but other Christians, Protestants, and Catholics, 4 out of 5 did not believe that Jesus lived a sinless life. 60% of the born-again Christians believe there was more than one way to get to heaven. I know what you're thinking right now. I'm making this up. Friend, how in the world could any born-again Christian believe that Jesus did not live a sinless life. How could that possibly happen? What are you thinking? How did it happen? What's the root cause of this? The apostasy, the great apostasy, doesn't occur among regular people or regular Christians initially. It occurs among the teachers. Charles Stanley Jr. and the Warrens and the Olsteins and the woke saints, the woke Methodists, the woke Presbyterians. It's the ministers who initiate the great apostasy. They're the ones that go first. They're the ones that are at fault for these surveys I just read to you. The Probe Ministries and the American Bible Association, these surveys are the result of backslidden, fake, cowardly, carnal, useless, weak Christians who do not believe the Word of God and who live in fear of man. Homosexuality and transgenderism are now sweeping through the Protestant denominations. This powerful move of Satan will help bring in the great apostasy during the tribulation. You can see now how during the tribulation, how rapidly Christians will be crashing, abandoning their faith and their courage in Christ. You can see it already happening. It's happening everywhere. The root cause of it all is the devil trying to destroy the Word of God. That's the one thing he hates the most, is destroying the Bible. The second thing he hates the most is casting out demons and the ministry of deliverance. The devil constantly fights against the Arizona Deliverance Center and hardcore Christianity. Why? Because deliverance is a ministry he hates the most. Because that's the one that sets people truly free from the control and the bondage of Satan. That's why he hates it so much, and that's why he fights so much against it. But he can't stop it. If you need to be delivered, if you need help, if you're lukewarm, if you're a carnal Christian and you want to change, 602-636-5800, you are eligible for free Christian counseling and deliverance at the Arizona Deliverance Center. 602-636-5800. The great apostasy is almost upon us.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host and not necessarily those of staff, management, or ownership. This program was sponsored by Michael W. Smith.